idea where the name
of the place? You're part of a team. You buy into whatever role you can to be a part of it. I knew that coming here that I was willing to take whatever role that's thrust upon me. Obviously, we all want to be out there more. We're competitive people, but when you're on a good team like this, you want to go out there and win and help any way you can. And trying to, you know, play a role that is good defensively, but also, you know, someone that they can trust when they put on the ice. And obviously, we'd want to be a little more offensive, but we don't want to give anything up in that sense either.
What was it about this team that you felt like this could be another championship run for you?
You never know, right? Like there's only a, you know, handful of teams out there that have the high echelon caliber players, where you have the guys down the middle, you have the superstars, the elite players, the defenseman on the back end that, you know, is up there for the Norris, and then to have a goaltender that no playing against them, that he almost stole a series from, you know, a team I played on a few years ago. So I think it was just one of those things where, you know, you want to be able to be for a team to compete. You never know how far a team can go, but if they have those key ingredients and a good core group of guys, which this has, it was an easy transition.
You're sitting next to Steven Stamkos. Is there anything you've learned from him in terms of the kind of player or kind of leader he is off the ice?
I think just his compete and his competitiveness. He's a fiery guy. I don't think I would have known that without being in the room with him. He's one of the first guys to stand up and let guys know if something's going on and how we need to play better. But he's competitive on the ice. Obviously, he's an elite shooter, but he's a guy that goes out there and can win defensive faceoffs for you, but also, you know, lay his body on the line and block shots and take hits and things like that.
For yourself, have you been quite vocal during this run?
Not usually. I haven't really changed myself too much. But, you know, if things need to be said, obviously, you're here for a veteran reason and try to put that input in.
You guys are down 0-2, like you mentioned, it was kind of like you guys were on a little bit of life support last year. Like, how did you guys kind of keep them, like, even keel, like, focused on one game versus looking at them at the mountain you guys had to climb, you know?
That's, you know, partly being a little more experienced, but also just going out there trying to find our game. We knew we didn't play our best hockey when we were down 2-0, so we had a chance. We were playing our best hockey, we were still down, and I think we'd probably worry a little more, but we had a lot more to give. You know, I think game 3 really showed that. Game 4, we, you know, had an elite performance by a goaltender who kept us in it. We know we have better to be able to go out there and play and push the pace. And we got to stay out of the penalty box to kind of keep our lines rolling. If we can roll 4, we think we, you know, can have the success we need to build them and, you know, push them.
Is it encouraging that you know, 2-2 and you haven't found that your best game yet? Or is it goal still worries me? You have more games than you have done.
I think we've found at some points and we've done some things right. But, you know, we have to do that 60 minutes. Last game, we're really on our heels for that whole second period. You know, it's tough to come out of when you're in those momentum swings, but hopefully we can start from, you know, the very first shift tonight and get on them and kind of put them into a role where they have to kind of change their styles and play, you know, hopefully a chasing game.
Is there pressure, more pressure for the win at home, Chris, or is that a fallacy, meaning?
You know, everybody wants to win every time you go on the ice. You know, probably should win when you're at home because of the, you get the line matchups, you get things like that. But for whatever reason, this series, it hasn't gone like that. Maybe you feel a little more comfortable on the road. But we have to change that tonight if we're going to, you know, try to get ahead in the series. It's a good team. You don't want to give them any opportunities. Hopefully we have our best game in the series. And the only way we can do that is go out there and prove that, you know, we'll be a better team by playing our system.
You try to approach this almost like a road game just because of the success that you guys have had on the road so far in the playoffs?
I mean, we've had success at home too, other than this series. We've done great things. But they're a good team. I mean, it's tough when they put you under stress and they make you change your style of play by chasing them. It's, you know, it's harder to get out of that kind of downslope and get into the way you want to play your system. So hopefully we can dictate the way the game is played, and when you do that, there'll be the team that's a little more uncomfortable.
Chris, where's Bob Daniels?